Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Natrees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Weirdest People in the World, How the West Became Psychologically Peculiar and Particularly Prosperous. Joseph Henrich explores the unique psychological characteristics that distinguish Western, educated, industrialized, rich, and democratic, weird societies from others around the globe. Henrich, an anthropologist, embarks on a groundbreaking journey through history, biology, and psychology to unravel how a set of deep historical forces fueled the rise of Western dominance and shaped the thinking, behavior, and institutions endemic to weird societies. By examining the Catholic Church's marriage and family policies, the spread of literacy, the growth of market economies, and the development of formal laws, Henrich demonstrates how these elements collectively fostered a radical shift in human psychology towards individualism, analytical thinking, and impersonal prosociality, setting the stage for the societal transformations that would lead to unprecedented global influence and prosperity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Psychology of Weird Societies. Joseph Henrich delves into the psychological underpinnings that make weird societies distinct. He argues that several attributes such as individualism, self-orientation, analytical thinking, and a strong sense of fairness are pronounced in these societies. Evolutionary processes, catalyzed by historical events and practices, particularly those influenced by the Roman Catholic Church's marriage and kinship policies, favored these psychological traits. Henrich explores how these attributes influence societal structures, including a shift towards nuclear families, an emphasis on non-relative social ties, and a predisposition towards trust and cooperation with strangers. These psychological traits not only differentiated weird societies from others, but also fueled advancements in science, democratic governance, and market economies, contributing to their global dominance and prosperity. Secondly, the role of the Church. One of the book's central assertions is the significant role played by the Catholic Church in shaping the psychological and societal norms in Western societies. Henrich meticulously outlines the Church's marriage and kinship policies, which discouraged cousin marriages and promoted nuclear families. This had profound implications, breaking down clan-based structures and fostering individualism and non-kin relationships. These changes prompted people to think more analytically and abstractly, to develop widespread trust beyond their immediate kin, and to create institutions that reflected these new social needs. Henrich's analysis underscores how religious doctrines not only restructured social lives, but also molded the cognitive processes that became characteristic of weird societies, leading to innovations in governance, economics, and science. Thirdly, literacy and cognitive transformation. Henrich examines the explosion of literacy in Western societies as a pivotal factor in their peculiar development. The spread of reading and writing was not merely a tool for communication, but acted as a catalyst for cognitive transformation. Literacy encouraged analytical thinking, abstract reasoning, and the internalization of complex concepts. It shifted the cognitive landscape of individuals in weird societies, enabling them to process information differently than those in primarily oral cultures. This facilitated the development of formal laws, scientific reasoning, and bureaucratic institutions, which required and reinforced analytical and impersonal cognitive styles. Henrich's exploration into literacy as a transformative force offers a compelling lens through which to view the cognitive distinctiveness of the West. Fourthly, market economies and psychological shifts. Henrich investigates how the emergence and expansion of market economies contributed to the psychological makeup of weird societies. The dynamics of market participation, such as bargaining, competition, and cooperation with strangers, nurtured a set of cognitive skills and social norms centered around fairness, trust, and impersonality. These market-induced changes encouraged people to extend their social considerations beyond their immediate kin and community, adopting a more universalistic stance towards others. This economic transition supported the spread of impersonal institutions, such as formal legal systems and democratic governance, which further intensified the psychological attributes typical of weird individuals. Henrich's analysis paints a complex picture of how economies shape the cognitive and social fabrics of societies. Lastly, implications for globalization. The final topic Joseph Henrich addresses in The Weirdest People in the World, revolves around the implications of weird psychology for globalization. He highlights how the characteristics of weird societies, analytical thinking, individualism, trust in strangers, have come to dominate global institutions and norms, often leading to clashes with non-weird cultures that prioritize community, tradition, and kin-based networks. Henrik discusses the challenges of integrating weird norms within a global context, highlighting issues like cultural imperialism, economic inequalities, and the spread of democracy. This discourse raises crucial questions about the universality of weird psychological traits and their compatibility with diverse cultural landscapes, urging a reconsideration of how we navigate globalization to foster inclusive and equitable global relations. In conclusion, The Weirdest People in the World is an essential read for anyone interested in understanding the psychological foundations of Western societies and their global impact. Josef Henrik's in-depth exploration provides valuable insights into how historical, religious, and economic developments have shaped the peculiar characteristics of weird societies, leading to their unparalleled global influence and prosperity. This book is particularly beneficial for scholars, policymakers, and the general public who seek to comprehend the complexities of cultural evolution, psychological diversity, and globalization. By unraveling the peculiarities of weird societies, Henrik not only illuminates the paths that led to their dominance, but also challenges us to reflect on the consequences of these traits in an interconnected world. The book encourages a broader reflection on how we can leverage this understanding to create more inclusive, cooperative, and understanding global societies. If you would like to support Josef Henrik, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.